To return his strength for him one last time in the merit of one of the eyes that were gouged out. Rav explained Shimshon was asking Hashem to do so in the schus of the 20 years that he was a shofet and never benefited from anybody during that time. The pasuk says Shimshon captured 300 foxes, tied every two together by their tails, and then tied torches to their tails. The foxes then ran into the fields and burned down all the produce. Rav Avya bar Nagdi in the name of Rav said Shimshon used foxes in particular because foxes retreat backwards rather than turning and running away. Therefore, he meant to symbolize to the Pelishim that the Pelishim had retreated from their oath not to start up with the Eden. Shimshon's shoulders had a space of 60 amos between them. He was able to carry something that was 60 amos wide. We find that he did this when he carried the gates and the doorposts of the city of Az on his shoulders, and we have a tradition that they were 60 amos wide. The pasuk says that Shimshon was forced to grind in prison. Rabbi Yechon says it refers to Nus. Shimshon was forced to be mizanah with all the Pelishim women because their husbands wanted them to have children like Shimshon. Rabbi Yechon and Dashon, the pasuk that was quoted in the Gemara above, to teach that if a man is mizanah, his wife will be mizanah as well. Rabbi Yechon says Shimshon judged the Yidden like Hashem, as can be dashed from the pasuk Don, referring to Shimshon, Yodin Amay Ki'achad, referring to the Eveshta. Rabbi Yechon said the name of Shimshon comes from the word Shemesh, which in a pasuk refers to a protective wall, and teaches that just as Hashem protects the entire world, Shimshon protected the Yidden of his generation. Rabbi Yechon said we learn from a pasuk that Bilam was lame in one leg, and from another pasuk that Shimshon was actually lame in both legs. The Braisa says there were five people created with characteristics more similar to Hashem, and they were all punished in that area in which they were superior. Shimshon had his strength, and it was taken away from him. Shaul had his neck; he was a neck and a head above everybody, and all he was ultimately killed by a sword to the neck. Avshalom had his hair, as we'll explain later in the Gemara. Sidkiyahu had his eyes, which Nebuchadnezzar later blinded, and Asa had his legs, which were later stricken with a painful disease. Rav Adashin also was punished because he even called the Talmid HaChamim to the service of the king. This can be seen from a pasuk in which Rabbi Yehuda named Rav Adashin to mean that Asa even required a chasan and kala to be put into service straight from the chuppah. Regarding Shimshon, the pasuk says that he went down to Timnah. Regarding Yehuda, the pasuk says he went up to Timnah. Was it down or up? Rav Lazar explained that Shimshon was going on a spiritual down, and Yehuda was going on a spiritual up. We see that all the Malchus based David came from the relations that he had over there, Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Nachmani said that there were two different places called Timnah. Rav Papa said there was only one Timnah, but it could be approached from one side going down and one side going up. It sat in the middle of a hill. The pasuk says that Tamar went and sat bepesach einayim, which is defined as a crossroads. Rabbi Alexander, you said this means that she went and sat at the place of the tent of Avram, which was a place that all eyes looked up to, hence the word einayim. Rabbi Chanan, in the name of Rav, said the name of the place was einayim. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani said it was a place where she gave reasons to Yehuda why she was mutter to have relations with her, also a language of einayim. Yehuda said to her, maybe you're a guy. She said, I'm a geyaret. He said, maybe you're married. She said, I'm single. He said, maybe your father accepted kedushin on your behalf. She said, I'm an orphan. He said, maybe you're Tommy has an Ezra. She said, no, I'm tar. The pasuk says Avram planted an eshel in Be'er Shavara. Rish Lakish said this refers to an orchard with many good fruits for his guests. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya argued. One said it refers to an orchard. One says it refers to a hotel. The pasuk continues and says, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kael Oilam. So Rish Lakish said the word should be read as Vayakri, meaning he caused others to call the name of Hashem to believe in Hashem. After giving travelers to eat, they would thank Avram. He would tell them, don't thank me, thank Hashem who created the world. The pasuk says that Yehuda thought Tamar was a zayna because she covered her face. Covering her face is a sign of modesty, and definitely not something that a Zoyna would do. Rabbi Lazar explained, this means that she used to always cover her face when she was in her father-in-law's house, Yehuda's house, which is why Yehuda did not recognize her. Zakhmar, we find that Rav Shmuel Nachmani and Rabbi Yonason said, any daughter-in-law who acts modestly in her father-in-law's house will merit to have kings and prophets come from her. He says, we see this from Tamar, who was modest and merited to have Yeshayahu and David, a Navi and a king, come from her descendants. The pasuk says, he mutseis, Tamar was taken out to be burned, although this word could also mean she found mutseis. The more appropriate word would have been he mitutseis. Rav Lazar explained that Tamar had the items that belonged to Yehuda and wanted to send them to him so that he should save her from being killed. The Malach of Edoim came and pushed the items away so she couldn't get to them. The Malach of Real came and brought them closer to her. She found them, that's mutseis, and she was then able to send them to Yehuda and be saved. Rabbi Yochanan said we see this concept from passing to him as well. The pasuk says Lamatzeach al Yoinas Elam Rechaykim LeDavid Michtam, which he says refers to Tamar. The words LeDavid Michtam refers to David being a descendant of Tamar. David was Moch, humble, and Tam, perfect, which makes up the word Michtam. Another drasha is that Makoisoi Tamo, referring to David as being born already with a bris. Another drasha is that just as he humbled himself to learn Torah from others in his younger years, he did so the same in his later years as well. The pasuk says that Tamar sent a message to Yehuda, said, I am pregnant from the man who owns these items. Why didn't you just send him a message? pregnant from him. Rav Zutter bar Tuvia, the name of Rav, said, we learn from Tamar that it's better to allow yourself to be thrown into a fiery furnace rather than to embarrass another person in public. The pasuk says that Tamar sent to Yehuda, Hakir no, please recognize who these items belong to. Rav Hanina said, Yehuda used the words Hakir no when he told Yaakov that he found the bloody shirt of Yosef, and therefore it was with these very words that he was told of his having been with Tamar. She said, no, please. She begged him to admit to owning these items, since Hashem knows the truth, and not to make believe he didn't recognize them. Yehuda responded and said, she is right, it's from me. Rochanan bar Bizna, in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida, said Yosef was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in private, and therefore he had one letter of Hashem added to his name. The public says, Eidus b'Hoisef. Yehuda did so in public, and therefore his entire name is really based on the name of Hashem. So Yud Kevavke, just with a dalet in it. Zakti Gemara, when Yehuda admitted his guilt, the Baskel called out and said, you saved Tamar and her two sons from the fire, and therefore I will save three of your descendants from the fire, referring to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Yehuda said, Mimeni, the child is from me. How do you know it was from him, not someone else? Gemara said it was actually a Baskel that said Mimeni, saying that this whole episode was a plan from heaven. The Pasuk says, Lo Yosef Oid Ledata, it was said in the name of Rav Shmuel or Ami, that this means that he did not stop being with her after that point and continued to live with her. The Mishnah said Avshalom Nisgo'o Bisaroi. So Abraisa says Avshalom rebelled because of his hair, and he was therefore hanged by his hair as he was riding his mule and running from those loyal to his father David. He attempted to cut his hair and free himself from the tree. Abraisa of Rabbi Shmuel taught that at that time Gehenim opened up underneath him, and therefore he could not save himself by cutting himself loose. The Pasuk tells that when David heard of Avshalom's death, he cried out and referred to Avshalom by using the word Beni, my son, 8 times. He did so because each use of the word was a tefillah. The first 7 times brought Avshalom up from the 7 levels of Gehenim, and the 8th time, some say it brought Avshalom's head back to the rest of his body had been thrown apart. The other say it actually brought Avshalom into Olam Haba. The Pasuk says, V'Avshalom lokach, he took, or Shalkash explained, this means he made a bad purchase, he made a bad decision by deciding to rebel. The Pasuk says, Avshalom erected a pillar in Emek HaMelech. Rav Chanina bar Papa said, this means that the entire story of Avshalom happened by the plan of Hashem. Hashem told David this would happen after his episode with Bathsheba. He said a similar explanation of Emek Chevron, stated that where Yaakov sent Yosef to Chevron. He said it means this was based on the plan of Hashem, who told Avram that his children would have to go into Golos, and the selling of Yosef was the beginning of the cause of Golos Mitzrayim. Zokta Maravaita, Avshalom erected the pillar so that people would remember him, because he said, I have no child. How can it be that he had no child? We have another person that said he did have children. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi said he didn't have any children that were fit for royalty, so he erected a pillar so that people don't forget about him. Rav Chista said, we have a Kabbalah that one who burns the produce of another will die without any sons to inherit him. We are told in the Pesukim that Avshalom burned the produce of Yoav. Therefore, although he had children, they did not live to inherit him.